It says 9 o'clock on that clock in the rear of the building, so we'll get underway. The Criminal Justice and Public Safety Subcommittee will come to order, and Lindsay, please call our roll.
Chair Brannon.
Here.
Vice Chair Roach has been excused. Ranking Member Grieco.
Here.
Representatives Barnaby.
Here.
Beltran.
Here.
Usada Cabrera.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Casello.
Here.
Chambliss.
Here.
Fetterhoff.
Here.
Gregory.
Here.
Haig has been excused. Learned.
Here.
Maney.
Here.
Rizzo.
Here.
Snyder.
Here.
Thompson. Here. Tuck.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. As always, a reminder everyone to please silence your cell phones. Also a reminder for our members and presenters, make sure you turn those microphones on and off. Very important. Also ask that you please fill out a public appearance card if you intend to speak anyone from the audience before the committee this morning. We have a couple of members that have to present some other bills, so we're trying to do a little air traffic control here. Representative Rizzo's gone, and I think we've got it figured out into work. We'll have four bills today: PCS for HB 287, tampering with or fabricating physical evidence; HB 383, criminal conflict and civil regional councils; the HB 385, which is the public records component of that bill; HB 387, probationary or supervision services for misdemeanor offenders. And being that Representative Maney is a captive audience today, he can't go anywhere because he's got to be here anyway. We'll start with Representative Garrison. Welcome. Good morning. You're recognized to present PCS for HB 287, tampering with or fabricating physical evidence.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning, members. Members, PCS for HB 287 increases the potential penalties for individuals who tamper with or fabricate physical evidence in investigations or trials involving capital crimes such as first-degree murder or capital sexual battery by making that offense a second-degree felony instead of the existing third-degree. It's similar to a bill which unanimously passed this committee last year and will bring our tampering statute into alignment with Florida's existing perjury statute. It also closes a longstanding loophole involving the criminal punishment code, and that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Rip. Garrison? Members, are there any questions on the PCS? Any questions? No questions? I don't see any amendments. Representative Thompson, do you have a question?
Yes,
you're
thank
recognized.
You. Thank you,
go
Mr.
Ahead.
Chair. Representative, how do you determine that there has been the tampering or the fabrication?
Recognized.
Representative Thompson, it's a case-by-case determination, obviously. Tampering and fabrication can take many different forms. The case law is pretty clear that tampering and is different from abandonment. So, for example, abandoning evidence, say, in pursuit or something like that, case law is pretty clear. It does not constitute tampering. But if you take evidence with the intent to destroy it or somehow alter it in a way that fundamentally changes its evidentiary or probative value, that's the determination.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And who makes the determination that there has been tampering or fabrication?
Ultimately, a jury that makes the determination, like any offense. Prosecutor certainly has the opportunity, or law enforcement makes the arrest, prosecutors make the charging determination. Ultimately, if it doesn't meet the minimum standards, the court has the ability to do a review, but ultimately it's a jury.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I see no amendments. We have no amendments. Public testimony. We have our friend, Mr. Buddy Jacobs, Florida Prosecutors Association. Thank you, sir. You're waving support. All right, members, we're in debate. Anybody in debate? Okay, Representative Garrison, you're recognized to close on your bill.
With thanks to the FPAA for being here and waiving support, I'll waive close. Thank you.
Thank you. Having closed on the bill, Lindsay, please call the roll.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Usada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Casello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff? Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco? Haig has been excused. Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo? Roach has been excused. Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson? Yes. Tuck? Chair Brannon?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
So PCS HB 287 reported favorably. Congratulations. Thank you for being with us. All right. We'll now move to the Representative Maney portion of the show. He has three bills this morning. We'll begin with HB 383, Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Councils. HB 383, you're recognized to present that bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ranking member, members of the committee. It's my honor today, really, to present, I think, a very good bill to fill some deconflict and fill some gaps in the current statute dealing with the criminal conflict and regional councils provisions of our statute. We do have today, as an observer and guest, if you need real details, the regional council for the first district here in the Northern District of Florida area. This bill passed the committee a year ago, or last session, but what it does is, in all those places in the statute where, in the current statutes, where it refers to the public defender, the short answer is it makes the same provisions applicable to the regional council because they're the alternate appointees on indigent cases. They also, though, get appointed on a lot of civil cases. And so this is a bill trying to harmonize the regional council's status within the statutes. It does provide that regional councils, for instance, can go into courthouses with the same ease as public defenders. It provides that regional council's investigators can get a death payment if they die in the line of duty, just like state attorney and public defenders investigators. It just harmonizes the statutes. I'm happy to answer any specific questions, but that's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Rep. Maney. Are there any questions on the bill? Questions? No questions. We do have one amendment, barcode 545535, and Rep. Maney, you now are recognized to explain that amendment.
One of the, thank you, Mr. Chairman, one of the provisions in statute that deals with the public defender prohibits a court from appointing the public defender if someone is also represented by privately retained counsel. When this bill was drafted, it did not address that. So the amendment says a judge can't appoint a regional counsel if the defendant already has private attorney. That's the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Rep. Maney. Any questions on the amendment? Any questions? Public testimony. We have, is that for the general bill on the amendment? Okay. Candace Brower. Thank you. Thank you, Candace. Thank you for being here. Anybody else? Any members want to debate on the amendment? No debate. Representative Maney, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Waive close, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. If you're in favor of adoption of the amendment, signify by saying yay.
Yay. Yay.
Anybody opposed, say no. Are your votes show the amendment is adopted? We are now back on the bill as amended. Is there any public testimony on the bill? Should just kept you up front, Ms. Brower. You're recognized. Thank you. Ann Salomon? Salomon? Waves in support. Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Did we miss anybody? Nobody else. All right, members. We're back on debate on the bill as amended. Anybody in debate? Okay. Seeing none, Lindsay, please call the roll on. I forgot. I know you got a good closing, so you're welcome to close.
Wave in support on the bill as amended.
What an excellent closing. The bill as amended. Lindsay, please call the roll on HB 383.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Lusada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Costello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig has been excused. Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo? Roach has been excused. Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Tuck? Chair Brannon?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Show that bill reported favorably. Congratulations. We'll now move to HB 385, the public records component of criminal conflict and civil regional council offices. Rep. Maney, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This public records exemption request that's tied to the bill that was just approved addresses the fact that investigators for the public defender, as well as investigators for the state attorney and the regional council, are entitled, authorized for safety, to register their vehicles in a fictitious name. The state attorney and the public defender's investigators are protected from having the real name of the registered owner to be public record. This just extends that protection to the investigators of the regional council. That's the bill, the tied bill.
Thank you, sir. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Any questions? No amendments? Any public testimony? Surprise, surprise, Candace Brower. Once again. All righty. We're at debate on the bill, I guess. Any debate? Move right along. Representative Maney, you recognize the close on this bill?
Mr. Chairman, wave close.
All right, Rep. Maney, having closed on the bill, Lindsay, please call the roll on HB 385 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Lusada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Costello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco? Haig has been excused. Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo? Roach has been excused. Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Tuck? Chair Brannon?
Yes.
13 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Show HB 385 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you,
that
sir.
Bill had a much more eloquent sponsor this year than they had last year. We'll now move on to your third bill, Representative HB 387, probationary or supervision services for misdemeanor offenders. You're recognized to present HB 387.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ranking member. This is a bill that this committee saw and passed without a single no vote last session, and it's a bill that passed the House without a single negative vote. It did fail in the Senate Appropriations Committee. This bill corrects what I think is a weakness in our probation programs here in Florida, based on my experience. As you know, we have a two-level trial court in Florida. Typically, county court handles only misdemeanors, and circuit court handles felonies and misdemeanors that arise out of the felony. If the felony goes away, is pled, is dismissed, is tried and found not guilty, but the misdemeanor remains, the circuit judge sentences that defendant on the remaining misdemeanor. Under current statute, 35 of our 67 counties use contract probation providers for people who have misdemeanors. But the statute also says a misdemeanor in circuit court gets put on Florida State probation and parole under the Department of Corrections. This bill would allow but not mandate a circuit judge in one of those 35 counties, if they so chose, to place the defendant on the contracted probation that the defendant would have been on had the defendant only had a misdemeanor. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Rep. Many members, are there any questions on the bill? Nobody? No questions? See no amendments. Is there any public testimony on the bill? No appearance cards. Now in debate, any members wishing to debate on the bill? Just to slow us down, I will say one thing. It's always been a problem in a small county like mine, in that when those folks were sentenced there for a while, I think they're back now, there was no DOC office in my community. So those probationers would have to drive to a neighboring county, and in our case it was Stark, just to do that. Having a private... Having a private entity that's already employed by the county court system to be able to handle those cases certainly makes it a lot easier on folks. And that's a good thing. Anybody else in debate besides me? All right, Rep. Manning, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Waive close, Mr. Chairman.
Having closed on the bill, Lindsay, please call the roll on HB 387 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Boussada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Costello?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff? Yes. Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig has been excused. Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Roach has been excused. Snyder?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Chair Brannon?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. Show HB 387 reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Members, I have no further business. This is a late committee in the week. Looking around, two or three of us, I think, have committees tomorrow, so we'll be around for a little while. But thank you for being here. And if I don't see you anymore, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Thank you all for coming this morning. And Representative Beltran moves we rise. Without objection, we'll do that. Thank you.